All right, so here's the research process. Got it down to just six stages. Want to make sure that you're thinking about what aspects of validity enter in or are influenced at each stage. The statement of the research hypothesis ought to tell you whether we have an associative or a causal intent. And if it's a causal intent, the bells go off, everything tightens down, and you start really worrying about control. Whether it's associative or causal, you're always worrying some about representativeness and generalizability. It tells the variables involved, and it tells the target population. Good statements of research hypothesis get you ready to read the rest of the article or to plan the rest of the study. Participant selection, also known as sampling, is about the external population validity. These are the three decisions that people have to make. These are the three decisions you have to make if it's your research. These are the three decisions you have to notice, recognize, and evaluate if you're looking at somebody else's research. This is what it comes down to. Four stages, three decisions. Yes?
What's the difference between complete and purposive?
Complete means it's a list of everybody. Purposive means we know it's a subset, but we're going to this subset on purpose because we have some reason to believe it's representative. So there's four stages. There's the target population, the sampling frame, the selected data, and the sample data. In the midst of that, you have to make these three decisions, and you have to pay attention. There's only seven things to look for. Instead of memorizing dozens and dozens of sampling procedures, you look for those seven things, and you're in a position to evaluate the quality of the sampling. The next thing that happens is participant assignment, and notice that it has a star beside it because we don't always have participant assignment. Sometimes people assign themselves. Sometimes the administration assigns them. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't actually get to do this step. I want to remind you that participant assignment is necessary for causal research hypotheses, and remind you that out of the six procedures we have looked at, only one has a smiley face. Smiley faces are very important. Conveys a lot with a smiley face. The next step in the process is manipulation of the IV. Once again, there's a star beside it because we don't always manipulate. Sometimes people come to us already in conditions. It might not properly be called an IV then because it's not independent, but very often we use that language. Now, a lot is going on when you manipulate the IV. Internal validity. The act of manipulation gives you some hope and some help with ongoing equivalence, and it also produces temporal precedence. By manipulating first and then measuring, you are certain that you have temporal precedence, one of the three elements of evidence for a causal research hypothesis. External validity. You've got to be doing that manipulation somewhere. And the participants have to be interacting with something. And that somewhere and that something have a direct influence on the external validity of your study. Also, manipulation is tied to measurement validity. Are you manipulating the conditions of the independent variable properly? Is what you're doing properly tied to what you're calling that condition, and will the people who read your research agree that that manipulation ought to be called that? Sometimes when you look carefully at how people engage manipulations, you discover that people aren't actually doing the same thing as each other, and so it's less of a surprise that the results don't match. Again, you have to know to look, and you have to evaluate. Data collection. All studies involve data collection. And at this point, one of the things you got to ask yourself is, did the researcher collect the data for their own purposes of this study, primary data, or are they secondary or archival data? And that has to be part of how you evaluate things. Data collection has an internal validity component because they are still part of the procedure. You could, for example, give one group 2 minutes more than another group, and that part of the measurement screws up your ongoing equivalence. You could wait and make sure that everybody gets a chance to read the instructions again in one group and not the other. You with me? The measurement process is part of the procedure, and so is part of procedural or ongoing equivalence. Again, those data collected data have to be collected somewhere while people are interacting with something. That somewhere and that something influences external validity. And since data collection is to get you the data, it's all about measurement validity. When I say that I'm measuring thus and so, am I really measuring that? And am I using a good measure? And am I doing it properly and scoring it properly? And finally, we get to data analysis, which is all about statistical conclusion validity. Again, I want to quickly remind you the difference between statisticians and data analysts. And by data analysts, I'm lumping together researchers and practitioners. People who have to not only look at the p-value, but look at the interpretation at the end and how that's going to fit into what they do with their lives. To a statistician, statistical conclusion validity is based primarily on sampling adequacy. If we have a good sample, we have a good statistical conclusion. If we have a bad sample, we have a bad statistical conclusion. Sometimes known as sampling variability, which is literally the shit happens of statistics. To a researcher or a practitioner, statistical conclusion validity is not only at the mercy of sampling variability. It is also at the mercy of the other three kinds of validity. If you have confounds, you're not going to get the right answer. If you're studying something in external validity components that don't make sense, you may get the wrong answer. Certainly, if you're measuring things badly, you can get the wrong answer. So to us, statistical conclusion validity is not just a statistical process. It's a validity process, and all four kinds of validity come into play. Because what we want when we're all done is valid results. We want our results to be accurate. We want to know what they represent.